let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that, though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, girl, Alicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Inez, go, Alicia.
Jams. The Kansas City Area Transportation Authority announced yesterday it has submitted a grant proposal to study an intercity rail system for a 15-county region around Kansas City. What? Officials hope the submission for a corridor identification and development grant would help to define the passenger rail system as stretching, check this out, y'all, this is big, from Topeka on the west all the way to Independence on the east, Kansas City International Airport on the north, and to the south, to cities like Olathe and Lee Summit. Woo! This is some big, big news. The Truman Sports Complex, which currently is home for, you know, Kauffman Stadium and GEHA Field at Arrowhead, was cited as part of the corridor. There was no time frame on what's next following the submission for the proposal to the Federal Railroad Administration. This is a big, big deal. Really big. Just imagine traveling from Arrowhead to Topeka. I'm not sure what the time would be, but if you could just hop on just some type of train or something to go from Independence to Topeka or wherever you want to go between that, man, that can open up so many possibilities for so many people. Like, there's always complaints about the good jobs and stuff. They're always far out. And this could really help Kansas City with our connectivity. Woo! I'm going to stay all on top of that. I love that news.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs to reach the mid-80s. Cloudy, though. Cloudy skies. And cloudy in 64 right now in Overland Park. The 50-50 bill split relationship topic done came back up because of Gabrielle Union's conversation last week. Well, Kevin Gates is weighing in and says there are different forms of wealth.
I done been in a relationship where the woman provided me intangible wealth. It was no amount of money that could pay for that. The woman just did everything, like, to make my life peaceful. And it motivated me and allowed me to focus and make more money. So I done been in a relationship like that to where she provided, wasn't 50-50, wasn't half for the rent, but she provided a place of peace to for me in order for me to reach my highest potential. I done been in a relationship like that. So it's different types of wealth. Like, I don't look at wealth as something that's up the pocket. I look at wealth as, like, of the heart and of the mind. Like, are you providing me with something that's intangible?
During the interview, Soulja Boy revealed that he was talking, air quotes, to Ice Spice before she was famous.
I like Ice Spice. I ain't gonna care.
Ice Spice?
I like Ice Spice. That's funny, because she a girl. They gonna be like, he picked a girl, but she knew, though. She popping. I like what she doing.
She got some records.
On gang, like, I found about her, like, before she, before she got popping off and like that, I was talking to her.
You're a liar.
And her just took off, so I'm like, damn, like, you feel me? I like seeing, like that. Like, right. Just be, like, under the radar and then just take off. You feel me?
Would you work with Ice Spice?
Hell yeah.
Send a DM? Try to make it happen?
We already talked. We be talking. I be talking to her. Shout out to Ice Spice. She cool.
Y'all know Soulja Boy is known for, let's just say, fabricating his stories. But I know for some ladies, that might hit close to home. Because I know y'all done dealt with some dudes who was like, yeah, man, you talking about her? Yeah, man, I used to talk to her back in the fifth grade. Okay, player. Play on.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
Lil Durk is facing backlash after admitting that he is not a fan of lyrical rappers as he was discussing his new single, All My Life, which features J. Cole.
Oh, it was crazy. I had to listen to it like four times. You know, I ain't super big on lyricist type rappers. But Cole is one of the ones that, like him and J, you gotta play them 50 times to catch what they're saying. Like, you listen to Lil Wayne right now, you heard some 10 years ago that you just got y'all through today. But he definitely gave me one of the verses, and I appreciate it. Because he didn't even have to, for real. You could give him anything.
This is when I get an attitude with people with what I call Musical arrogance. Different people listen to music for different type of reasons. Some people like lyrics. Some people like beats. Some people like the flow. Some people like drums. Some people like melodies. Whatever. There's no right or wrong. It's subjective. You can like music however you want to like it. So the next time you try to frown your nose up at somebody and trying to judge them for the music they like, just know that that person could do the exact same thing to you.
This piece of trash.
And Ludacris has received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. During the ceremony yesterday, he was joined by LL Cool J, Queen Latifah, Vin Diesel, and Tyrese. That's a big, big deal, man. Big shouts and big congratulations to Ludacris.
Congratulations!
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Some people will agree with you, and some people won't. And in most cases, there's nothing you can do to change that. Some people will like you, admire you, respect you, and others won't. That will be the case no matter what you do. Yes, you can strive to impress and accommodate people in an effort to gain their favor, but such overt desperation is unlikely to earn any agreement or genuine respect. Your best option is to simply be your authentic self. You cannot force everyone to admire you, but you can enable people to see who you truly are. Some people are never going to resonate with you, yet many people will appreciate and admire you for being open and honest about who you are. Do and say what's real, what's true, what's in line with your values, your preferences, your passions. The most impressive thing you can ever do is to live as who you are. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Make sauce go crazy.
Get it ready when you still sleep alone.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. This is the Morning Grind. Max Sauce holding on KC kids down like she do every day. 654. Look for highs and top out in the lower 70s. It's going to be some rain coming up. Cloudy in 68 right now in Overland Park. Look your best and do your best, all my KC kids. Go out and conquer this world. You got it in you. Also this morning, congratulations to FL Schlegel High School and Sumner Academy of Arts and Science. They are both graduating today at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Congratulations, class of 2023. Way to step up to the next level. A shout out to $1,000 in birthday cash and Bill Bellamy coming up next hour on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
For a number of folks, In-N-Out is a must visit when making a trip to the West Coast. Soon for us in the Midwest, though, our commute to In-N-Out could be a whole lot shorter because the chain has announced plans of expansion to Missouri. Oh, yes, sir. they're planning on expanding their corporate offices to Tennessee, which then could lead to more outlets here in the Midwest. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary in business, and now they plan to expand. Now, I know, look, when Whataburger came here a few years ago, well, there was a lot of skepticism, a lot of questions around Whataburger. Now it seems like everybody loves it now. And the same for In-N-Out. But I think there are a lot more critics to In-N-Out because if you haven't had it, it's sort of like a, how can I describe In-N-Out? I guess like a, maybe a, if this exists, like a high-class McDonald's, I guess you could say that, except with worse fries. Like In-N-Out's fries are not that good at all. But I love In-N-Out. It is great. And I wonder what part of Missouri, are they going to the St. Louis side? Or are they going to the Kansas City side? I just hope they don't stick it right in the middle in Columbia. Don't nobody feel like driving 2 hours for no In-N-Out? Well, yeah. Maybe some of you might.
Oh, brother. Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The legend himself. Look, I wanted to be Bill Bellamy and Def Jam's How to Be a Player when I was a tender 12-year-old in 1997, 1998. But that's one of my favorite movies of all time. It is an honor to speak to you this morning. How you feeling, dog?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, bro. You made me feel good. I'm like, it's early in the morning, man. You better follow me around. That'd be a nice intro.
I'm telling you, look, in that movie, you live the life that all young men dreamt of when they were very young. Now, you know, as you get older, you know, you want to settle down, get married and all that. Which you did at the end.
Yeah.
Until you got caught. You know,
I got a lot of dudes in trouble with that movie. Every day, man, a guy will come up to me and be like, dog, you know, when I was in college, right? Mm-hmm. Me and my boys, man, we was how to be a player down, bro.
For real though, man.
I definitely appreciate, you know, having a movie and, you know, sort of like, you know, the body of work that people really love and it just hits the right way. You know what I mean? You just never know when you're an actor if a movie's going to work. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It could be good or it could be bad. You know, Love Jones, How to Be a Player, The Brothers. Those are three of the movies that I think in the culture you could watch it a million times, like Fridays, you know, mm-hmm. or like Menace to Society or Boys in the Hood. We got our movies that are cults, you know, cult movies.
Yes, sir. Now, also along with that, man, your hosting skills are A1 as well because you was on MTV a lot doing that thing. Even before MTV, you was on Def Comedy Jam. And talk about how you're able to still do your thing now in 2023. You've been in this thing for over 30 years now, Bill Bellamy.
Yeah, Bill, you know, it's a hustler mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always wanted to get on just when you're coming up out the mud like that. You know, you just like, man, I'm going to make it somehow. Like, I'm going to push through. I'm going to, you know, get my name out there, you know. And I was just hustling real hard as a stand-up comedian first. You know, nobody knew who Bill Bellamy was in 91, 92. I was grinding, you know, trying to get on. And I got on Def Comedy Jam, which blew me up. Somebody said to me last night, they was like, yo, I remember when I was coming up, we used to watch Def Jam before we went out on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that's right. We used to watch Def Jam right at midnight.
Yeah.
You remember, like, we used to have VHS tapes and stuff. It was a phenomenon. Def Comedy Jam was probably one of the most explosive platforms to basically generate a whole class of funny comedians.
Mm-hmm. You know,
think about how many people that came out of Def Jam that became stars. It was crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. And Bill, I want to point out one more movie that's one of my favorites that you was in. Who's the Man? That movie don't get enough credit for me, dog.
I know.
I love that movie.
I think that movie has the most hip hop cameos ever. Like everybody.
Bro,
you had Grand Poobah, Tupac, Salt and Pepper. You know, it was just like everybody did something in the movie. It was hilarious.
With the advent of, you know, I don't want to label them internet comedians, but that's how we know them. They'll blow up on Instagram or on one of the social sites. If you were a young Bill Bellamy and this technology came in your hands, how would you use it?
I would do what they're doing. You know, this people get it confused. Like, you got to understand, the new generation of comedians, this is their Def Comedy Jam social media. I mean, they don't have a Def Comedy Jam platform right now that's going to make you a star, like where you get on this thing and now all of a sudden you become huge. So what they're doing is utilizing the internet, and the people are following them and pushing them up, which is good. Now, here's the thing. You got to be a comedian, though. I mean, it's a difference between being a comedian and doing funny stuff on the internet, because stand-up is hard. That's the thing that people don't get. They think just because you do a skit and you say something funny, that's going to make you a comedian. No. You got to practice that shit.
Yes, sir. No. Keep it raw, baby. I like that.
I always tell people, it's like, you know, comedy to me is like being a good shooter, like Steph Curry. You can't be Steph Curry if you're not shooting. You know what I mean? You got to get up shots. And you got to practice every day. You got to shoot. You got to get in the clubs. And you got to practice. So when you do these shows, your jokes are slamming. You know what I'm saying? You ain't out here stumbling or trying to find your words. You got bits that work. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. It's a craft. You know what I'm saying? It's not something you could take lightly.
What is your take on how people perceive comedy in 2023? Are you kind of like, well, let me soften up a little bit? Or are you like, man, forget that. This is comedy. This is how it is. This is how it was back then.
I don't want to soften up for that, because it's just a wave. You know what I mean? It goes to conservative, then we loosen up, then we go back and forth. The reality is to tell the truth, right? Comedy is about truth and perspective, man. And that's what people come to laugh. They want to hear you tell the truth. People want to relive certain moments in their lives. People want to go, oh my God, that was me too. I grew up just like that. Oh my God.
Yep. You know? Relatable.
Yeah, it's got to be relatable. And I think, you know, as long as your comedy is not out here trying to hurt nobody. Like this weekend when I'm at KC, I'm going to have people dying laughing. Like people want to laugh too. And the good thing about it feels good. You come out the show, you're like, yo, dog, my face hurt. Oh my God, bro, he nuts. You want people to leave feeling like that. You know what I'm saying? If you go out there, you're on stage, you kind of tiptoe on it, they gonna feel it. They not gonna have the same response.
Facts. Speaking with the legend Bill Bellamy, he's gonna be at the Improv Comedy Club this weekend. How many shows you got, fam?
I just have four. I'm doing two Friday and two Saturday, you know, and then I head off to Pittsburgh, then I do Memphis. I'm on a tour right now, and then I have my book that just came out, Top Billing.
Okay.
Which people can get on Amazon. You can order it, or you can go to Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere. And then we got the Audible book, which is dope. You can hear the, you can listen to the, you know, because even if you can't read, you know, some people still can't read. You can listen to the book.
Look, I'm an audiobook consumer. Will Smith's book, I done listened to it 3 times on audiobook. It works for me as long as I get the information in.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people like the audiobook thing. And then you can check out my podcast too. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify. It's called Top Billing as well. Top Billing with Bill Bellamy, man. I got some great guests. This week I had Wendy Raquel Robinson. I had Stephen A. Smith.
Okay.
Matthew Johnson, Wiz Khalifa, Ice Cube. Just go and look in the categories of all the episodes, man. Since you say you like to listen to the interviews, yo.
Yes.
You're going to dig it. You're going to really like it.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Make sure y'all go to improvkc.com. Get those tickets to check out Bill Bellamy here in the town. Thank you so much for joining me on the Morning Grind, man. It's been a pleasure, Mr. Bellamy.
Absolutely,
I appreciate it.
Man. What's the best rib spot? I'm tired of hearing what you got.
I got a top five for you. LC's is one. Gates. Yep, LC's. It's a hole in the wall, but it'll do what it do, baby. It's okay. The best. All right. Gates is number 2. Jack Stack is number 3. And then, let's see, you can go to Char Bar. Go to Joe's KC. That's my top 5. But make sure you hit up LC's and Gates, dog.
All right, got you. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:23 today. Look for highs to reach the lower 70s. Currently, though, you are cloudy and 64 in KCK. Tamar Braxton has denied telling Jason Lee that Candy Burris wears fake designer clothing.
Girl, what's going on?
Jason Lee revealed the news during an interview with Marlo Hampton on The Jason Lee Show.
Marlo does not have the fake designer clothes that Tamar said Candy's wearing. Tamar DM'd me. I probably shouldn't say this, but Tamar, I've been drinking and I'm going to blame it on Diddy and the DeLeon juice because I've been sipping. Tamar said that Candy be wearing fake designer clothes.
Now, see, I have not witnessed that in front of me.
Have I witnessed what fake?
Man, he did that on purpose. Messy, messy, messy. Somebody gonna blame it on it. You ain't Jamie Foxx. You can't blame it on the alcohol.
He owned that hen dog.
Earlier this year, Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend, Erica Herman, filed a lawsuit seeking millions after she claimed he kicked her out of his home following their split. Now, earlier this month, in a new court filing, she accused Tiger Woods of sexual harassment while she was still employed by him. Now a judge has ruled that she has to abide by the non-disclosure agreement she signed and resolve her lawsuits. The judge stated that there is evidence that a non-disclosure agreement was negotiated between Herman and Woods back in 2017 and ruled that Herman resolved her lawsuit seeking millions from Tiger through private arbitration. So in other words, the judge told him to work it out by yourselves. Well, you going to go get you a job now, ma'am.
Get your ass up today. Go out and look for a job. The word today is job. J-O-B.
Tiger Woods always getting caught up in some relationship scandal. Y'all remember this voicemail he left his side piece back in the day in like 2009?
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please make sure that you take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call me.
Bill Bellamy has a quick message for Martha Stewart following her recent Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover.
Martha Stewart, keep it up. I hope you got your tubes tied because you're going to mess around and get pregnant at 81. Keep it up. Out here trying to look like you still in these clubs when all these nursing homes going crazy right now over you, okay? So, Martha, I'm telling you right now, don't let these filters and all this, you know, Botox and fillers get you pregnant. You hear me?
All right, Bill Bellamy, don't get yourself something that you can't get out of, dog.
I'm single. I'm ready to mingle.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to wish those punctual, thorough, generous, and clever tourists some happy birthday.
You think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy heavenly birthday to Malcolm X, who would have turned 98 today. Yo Gotti turns 42. Happy birthday, pop singer Sam Smith, who turns 31. DJ Marshmello also turning 31 today. Former NBA star and Hall of Famer Kevin Garnett turns 47. Rapper from Memphis, Blockboy JB, turns 27. And happy birthday, Strong J, a.k.a. Grace Jones, the pop singer and model, turns 75. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our family in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Andrea Coyle, Christian Lewis, and the Mont Gray, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Monique Maple and Angel Dixon Mitchell. Happy birthday, Kiana McFarlane, O'Neal Lee Jr., and everybody else born on May 19th. Celebrate your day, Taurus.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Tisha.
How you doing, Tisha?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. You lit this morning?
I'm always lit.
All right. Your chance to go see Bill Bellamy and qualify for $1,000 in that birthday cash. Finish these lyrics.
Right in my hand, so you know I'm going to get. When I hit the club, it's just me and my. Throw your tees up, man. I represent this. Oh, you know what it is. Yeah, you know what it is.
Bet you I can dance a whole song and don't spill it. Uh-huh. Bet you I can dance a whole song and don't spill it. Uh-huh. Drink in my hand and you know, feel it.
Hey.
I don't. You know what it is.
Hey. You turned up for the weekend. I love it. Perfectly done. You're going to see Bill Bellamy tonight at the Improv, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
You qualified for that $1,000, too. 1 week from today is $1,000 Friday. You could be walking away with a $1,000 check in your hand. Tell the town, what's your number one station for hip hop and R&B in KC?
Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Your first choice for birthday cash. Dollar bills. Drop it down. From Hot 103 Jam.
Pay me too.
Baby, let me see you go. Brenda. Tell her Tisha. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that there. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go Linda. Felicia. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and twerk. Go Don. Go Shine. Go Ness. Go Alicia.
Hot 103 Jams.